B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
A Quincy man turns himself in. Another candidate leaves the presidential race. And who's in and who was left out of the Oscar nominations? Melissa has a juice coming up.
There is something seriously wrong with Antonio Brown. What is he doing with a bag of penises anyway?
Leroy has your sports.
And the Sox are the talk of the town, but for all the wrong reasons.
But first, 20-year-old Benjamin Chen from Quincy has turned himself in and been arrested. It's in connection with a series of incidents involving teenagers who said that they were approached by a strange man and offered sex for money. Chen turned himself in after seeing news reports, about a search for a suspect. He is expected to be arraigned today. Senator Cory Booker has announced that he is ending his bid for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. He did not qualify for tonight's Democratic debate and is the third presidential hopeful to end their run for the White House after Marianne Williamson and Julian Castro also left. The final Democratic debate before the Iowa caucuses is tonight at 9. And the Oscar nominees have been announced, and Joker got the most with 11 nominations. Irishman, 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood were next with 10 each. They're all up for Best Picture, along with Ford versus Ferrari, Jojo Rabbit, Little Women, Marriage Story, Parasite, and not Avengers Endgames.
No. Because the biggest movie in the history of cinema got one BS nomination. One. That is...
For visual effects.
Yeah, that's some
well
sort of...
Well-deserving for that.
It absolutely well-deserving.
Yes.
But how could the biggest movie in the history of...
Big meaning what? Cinema,
the movie that the most people went to go see.
Okay. But does it necessarily translate to the best movie?
A movie that
just because so many people went to go see
A movie that did something that no one else has ever done, and that is the culmination of an 11-year story arc over multiple films. It did something that no one's ever done before, yet it gets one nomination for visual effect. It should automatically get in for Best Picture, but no, because of the, I want to say racism, it's some sort of ism, I can't think of the word, heroism or whatever, blockbusterism in Hollywood, it didn't. You know why?
Wow.
Because for some reason, it wasn't slow enough. Hollywood loves giving awards to slow movies, not action-packed blockbusters. And I will be damned!
That's a good point. They do like slow, boring movies.
It is.
Let's give this three-hour-long movie that I fell asleep 10 times in an Oscar nomination. You're right about that.
And you know what? Avengers Endgame has some slow points. I'm just saying it deserves picture of the year.
It deserves recognition as a nominee. Yes. I would agree with
that. And I would also argue that Josh Brolin, a.k.a. Thanos, deserves some sort of actor nominee. Maybe best actor, best supporting actor, something of that nature.
Yeah.
But no. But
Joker because, took them all.
But for some reason, if somebody goes, you know what? You play a really good alcoholic father. That's better than playing a guy who can fly.
Yes.
Well,
it is. Sorry.
Avengers Endgame wasn't the only snub. There's a lot of other talk about other people. J-Lo. J-Lo should have been nominated for Best Supporting Actress for Hustlers. I think she definitely deserved that. A lot of people thought, I didn't see Uncut Gems, Adam Sandler.
Ooh, I want to see that.
He deserved one for that. Also left out, Lupita Nyong'o should have gotten one for Us. Awkwafina for The Farewell, and Beyonce, a lot of, you know, the Beehive's very upset that her song Spirit from The Lion King did not get a nod. So
I didn't hear anything you said because you didn't say Avengers Endgame.
Right.
No, I was agreeing with you earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, though I stopped listening after
that. One of these movies could have got kicked out. I mean, stupid. Come on. So anyway, the Oscars will air on February 9th on ABC. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, well, Future needs to make up his mind. After posting pictures of Lori Harvey all weekend and throwing her a party, he wants us all to know she's technically not his girl.
Living this kind of single life. Eat that up.
Kind of single life, he's saying. So it sounds to me like they're hanging out because the rumor was they broke up 2 weeks ago, but then he's been throwing pictures of her and video all over his Instagram in the last 2 to 3 days. And then there were rumors they broke up like a month ago, but then she moved in with him. The whole thing's a mess, but regardless, it looks like they are still kind of hanging out, but he's technically, he's kind of single. Trick Daddy has something to say to all the trolls. His mugshot went viral after getting arrested for DUI and cocaine possession because of his hairline, or lack thereof. The picture became a huge meme and everybody was sharing it. But he wants people to know the reason his hair is all jacked up is because he has lupus. He posted on his Facebook page, let me get this right. You lie on me, make fun of the fact that I have lupus and all this just for likes. Thank God I'm strong. My feelings don't hurt easily. I'm too worried about waking up tomorrow. And Antonio Brown, man, this dude, he officially needs help. He went on Instagram Live yesterday after his ex and mom to three of his kids showed up to his house to take the kids to school, but ended up trying to steal his Bentley. Well, according to Antonio, her name's Chelsea, she had been evicted from the house but showed up trying to take the car. So he called police, who came and were just trying to figure out what was going on. All while Antonio was screaming at them and calling them N-words.
These niggas got to make calls for niggas to get justice. The police can't even know what to do. They got to call, you feel me, call other niggas. This is white versus black right here in your face right here. The NFL.
What?
F the NFL. This is real life, he's saying. And then after about 40 minutes and nothing getting done, Antonio had enough and threw a bag of candy penises at both the police and Chelsea.
It's the bag of dicks. Bag of dicks for the dicks.
And then hours later, Chelsea went on Instagram and posted screenshots of text messages that Antonio had sent her. There's no date on these, but it was they were somewhat recent because he makes references to 2020, saying, quote, let me sex you and another girl for 2020. I want to live every experience with you. So you want daddy or what? You hating on my hose, but don't want me. Hose is backwards. And man, that's just a couple of them. There's a lot more.
When you're that crazy off the field, you know you are a spectacular NFL player. You know it because you can't, like, the balance is so in one direction. Yes, Pebbles?
So there's a lot in there, but I'm curious as to why he just happened to have a bag of gummy penises.
Yeah. We were all trying to worry about that. Yeah. We were curious about that yesterday.
I mean, there's a lot going on in there. My God. Anyway, okay.
All right, here's Leroy with sports.
Oh, man, the Bruins lost in a shootout to the Flyers 6-5, and the reason why is because Brad Marchand may have had the worst shootout attempt in NHL history, all right? So the puck's at the center of the ice.
Yeah.
He skated up to the center ice and then just missed the whole puck. And that counts as a shot. So check it out when you get a chance. It was pretty funny. The Celtics took care of the Bulls 113-101 in college football's national championship game. It wasn't even close. It was crazy. LSU gave Clemson that work, and they won 42-25. It was a snooze fest in the second
half.
That
dude on LSU, the quarterback, is he a spectacular college football player, or is that going to translate to the NFL?
Word is that it's going to translate to the NFL, and I already know a lot of people are saying the Pats need to go get him.
I'm just saying.
All right, we'll see. And then Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros fired their GM and manager after the league concluded that the team cheated in 2017. So what does that have to do with Boston? Sox manager Alex Cora was a bench coach with the Astros during that time. And the Sox themselves are being investigated for cheating, too. And word on the street is that his punishment is going to be harsh. Very
hard.
I
just like to start a cheer. Let's go Red Sox. Let's go Red Sox.
We need a new
anybody?
Manager.
Go Red Sox. Yeah.
Crickets. Yep.
Suspension, I'm saying, is definite. Fired? Oof.
He's gone.
You think he's gone?
Absolutely, he's gone. They need to get rid of him. The question is, who's going to take his place?
Right. Who's going to take his place? It's ridiculous.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody about this, and he had a theory, and he said what happened was he probably knew it was coming down, like, after 2018. So he said, you know what? In 2019, we're going to play fair and square. And look where that got us last year.
Exactly.
He's a great manager when it comes to cheating.
Wow. Well, we're going to have to wait and see what happens. The Sox 2020 season should be very interesting. Bruins Blue Jackets tonight at 7, and that's just sports.
All right. Leaving you with some good news. First, the bad news is that statewide, about 650,000 people are considered food insecure, which means they lack reliable access to affordable, nutritious food. Well, the Weymouth High School community, along with the Greater Boston Food Bank, they're working to change that. So the first Wednesday of every month, the Weymouth High School cafeteria turns into Weymouth Market, and it's run completely by volunteers. Most of them are school employees and also students, and anyone in the community can attend, and the market feeds about 400 local families every month. That's your good news, and this report made hot by Big Y. Download the My Big Y app or visit BigY.com.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.